You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Vayisi Yisrael b'chol asher lo v'yavu be'er asher lo v'yizbach zvachim l'lokei aviv Yitzchak. L'lokei aviv Yitzchak. Zokt Rashi. Aviv Yitzchak. Chayv adam b'chvoid aviv. Yaisa m'chvoid ziknei. L'fikach tolo b'yitzchak v'lo b'avram. He was with Zver Zvachim Lekei Aviv Yitzchak and not Lekei of Avram. So you see from here that you mechuyev to be mechabed your father more than your grandfather. At this point, we'll say grandfather means your father's father. It doesn't really matter which one, but that's the Rashi there. So in Ramah, Daki Moshe. Simon Reish Mem, Kosom Arik, Sherish Lamed. Ben Aben, a grandson, Eino Chayev, Klal Bekibed Avi Aviv. Ad Kam L'Shein. Eino Chayev. It means you're not going to call your grandfather. Okay, Erev Shabbos. That's what you do. But, right? So it says, Chayin Eino Ben Eino Chayev, V'Ktzoktem Ramah, V'ktsas lomash became b'medrash, heviyu Rashi b'pirsha chumash, parshas v'yigash, and Shasat, I think it's a little different than the way we have it. Mine, okay. Gabbe v'yizmach zvachim l'kei aviv Yitzchak, the pirsh Rashi, the chayv adam b'kibud aviv, yaisim b'kibud avi aviv, b'chlal the makom makom chayv l'chabdoi. Ayin shom, right? And he says to look over there. Okay, that's the in Shulchan Aruch. Taka brings this lalacha in Reish Mem. This has both in very nice. It's both Tur and Beis Yosef together. Shulchan Aruch together. So in Reish Mem Sif Chaf Dalid. Shas we have here, basically. We'll get there. We'll get there in a second. Okay, so you know what? Let's. The Gemara Makis and Gemara Kedusha. Meanwhile, just Makis.
There's somebody in the background talking.
Thank you. Okay, Shkoyach. The din is that halacha, that when you have somebody killed b'shaygig, so there's something called a goyal adam, right? You can kill the person. He has to run to Aram Mikla because of that. So Gemara brings a brisa like this. And a few days, right? Tanur Bonin. So Gemara goes the whole thing. Tanya Idoch. Tanachada. Av Shaharag, Benoi Nasalo Goyal Adam. Right? Av Shaharag, so Benoi Nasalo Goyal Adam, right? No, I'm sorry, it is. Av Shaharag is Benoi. The Benoi Hasheni Nasa Goyal Adam Al Ochav. V'hoirig Es Aviv. Yeah? He killed a Ben. He killed Ruvain. So Shimon can become Goyal Adam to kill Yaakov. That's one Braista. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Idach Ein Benoi Nasa Goyal Adam. So Gemara wants to say it's a machlokes. So Gemara says, no. Haba Benoi V'haba Ben Benoi. Oh, Zogt Rashi, Hodesanya ain benoy nasago adam, but benoy shiritzeach ka'amar. In other words, the case of Ruvain, Yaakov kills Ruvain, and now Shimon cannot be girl adam. That's what it means. Hodesanya benoy nasalo girl adam, it means if he kills, Yaakov kills Ruvain, so now Ruvain's son, Elitzor, Chois, whatever, now can kill his grandfather. But the sign of Bnei Nasar Goldam, but Bnei Shohar Kama, Shuben Bnei Shretzeach, Ve'enoi Muzar Al Kvoidai. Rashi says, Ve'enoi Muzar Al Kvoidai. Rav Kivega, he brings a Drushas Renach about this. Okay, but anyway, Kaponim, so it says over here, this is where the Marik says, Enoi Muzar Al Kvoidai. That's the muck of this thing.
Didn't say never higher than his grandfather's kavod, only now that he killed his own son, the father of.
What's the difference?
Maybe now he did a maisa that he killed his son. He knows.
Right, but what is so then the ben? He's not a rasha. It's just that there's a special din, but the din of kibud removes that. So it's mashma over here that there is no din. That's what the Marik bases his psak on. What? Oh, so Rashi himself, right. So that's what the Ramah is asking. And the Ramah in the Sif Chof Dalet, he says, Yesh oimim de'ein adam chayv b'chvoid avi avim marik, the marmokim is shayrish mem dalet. It's interesting. I never saw this Yad of Ram before. We'll see. It says, Tol soifer tzach loima simen lamed. So in my marik, it's simen lamed. In the old Mariks, it's Simon Mem Dalet, and the one they reprinted now, which is, you know, the yeshiva has, it's Mem Dalet. The original, Marik went through a few printings, that's all. It's not a Toz cipher. That's what it is. But anyway, that's what he says over here. Let's see how this works, this new, also it's very nice, the Shulchan Aruch, okay. The Goyen says, Makas Yud Beis Amid Aleph, Loi Kosher HaBebnoi V'ayin Rashi Shav. So that's what he says. That's the Makkah for this Halacha. He says, "Ve'ena nearly." That's the Rama speaking. Elochayev bechvoid aviv yaisa mechvoid avi aviv, and in parentheses, which I'm not sure, but when they put out the new black Shulchan Aruch, you know, so Rav Kavalkin's a Zayin Gezunt, he's not a youngster anymore. So he told me then that the Shulchan Aruch. So you can look at the Akadama, one of them. It's like 100 pages if you have the. But, you know, historical, it's a very interesting thing. The Shulchan Aruch went through a lot of Gilgulim. Many times you see, like all of a sudden, the middle of Shulchan Aruch, the new ones, they fixed it up. Yom Chaf Beis. What was that? Originally, the Beis Yosef, as everybody knows, Beis Yosef is very short. In Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there's more words than in Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef, I mean, Shulchan Aruch is short. Shulchan Aruch is just a way of chazering Beis Yosef. So he said, the way to chazer Beis Yosef is learn the whole Shulchan Aruch every 30 days. It's so many volumes, but if you look in the middle, it's not so much. So he used to say, Yom Aleph, Yom Beis, Yud Gimel, on the side, in order the original Shulchan Aruch. And what happened was, as the Magen Avraham, the Shach, the Taz, as they got in there, right, they got in there, I mean, the greatest poskim. So sometimes the print is put in by mistake. See, he tines that they found a beautiful Shulchan Aruch in the house of Ben, an Italian in Muncie. Nobody knows how it ended up there. They paid him $35,000 then, and they bought this much better Shulchan Aruch with Shach, that is. So, because sometimes the Rama says Divrei Atzmai, he wouldn't call himself Divrei Atzmai. So the time of some of the Marmakoimus is not the Ramah itself. But over here, we know in Dr. Moshe does bring it. So it says over here, Rayim Memedrash Gabe V'yizbach Zvachim. You see, Mechayev to Mechabit, your grandfather. But that's, anyway, that's the Shali here. So first, the Taz over there in Reish Mem, on this Halacha, yeah. The ksiv, who is it? Yeah, came Pirish Rashi b'chumish al v'yizvach zvachem v'keoviv v'teim al deri shoynish u'marik denela memeno Pirish Rashi b'chumish. How did Marik forget a Rashi in chumish? The Nekudas HaKasif, which is the Shach after the Taz wrote his sefer. Shach was before. They lived at the same time in the early 1600s. And the Shach wrote, and Taz wrote, and then when the Shach saw the Taz, he wrote Nekudas HaKesef, like Turei Zav Nekudas HaKesef. That's the psukim in Shir Shirim. So he says, Yeshu Ben, Nekudas HaKesef, here it is. V'hu Medrash, Gam Moshe Kosa Teim Al Deri Shaina. It's the Kasha of Ramah, Bedakim Moshe. What do you, Venersham, B'mar Makom, B'shochan Aruch, V'lo Yedati Ma'achidish B'zer. Was he bringing Rashi and Chumash? Now, I don't remember in my Ramah, that in this Ramah, in the Daka Moshe, it brings the Rashi and Chumash. I don't remember mine. The Efshar, the Mashra, this is interesting. The Mashra, the Pirsh Rashi Chumash, Ragel Yaisuma Medrash. Mishum, the Shekosu Ksas Poiskim, the Rashi B'makum Targum. That some Poiskim hold that. When you do Shnayim Mikum V'cha Targum, you should learn Rashi. Because Targum, we don't know so much Targum. We do, it says we should do both. Shechai Vodam Likro Shnayim Mikum. He says, so maybe he just brought the Rashi. That you should know more, but still the Daka Moshe is Kasha. So the Ramban, interesting, the Ramban on this Rashi, Ramban says on this Rashi, he asks the Kasha. He says, when Yankov davened, when he left, so it says, Elokei Avi Avram v'Elokei Avi Yitzchak. So, okay, good. So you have a question, why didn't say Elokei Yizbachim Elokei Yitzchak, not Lelokei Avram. But Lamai says, why didn't it say? By, it says over there by Yankov in Tfilasa, Lelokei Avi Avram, Lelokei Avi Yitzchak. So listen how the Ramban touches it up. The Indian who the Kasher Bo Yankov Loredes Mitzrayim, Roki Agolos Yaskel Boy Ubezara, Vapachad Memena, Vezavach Zvochim Rabin Lepachad Aviv Yitzchak, meaning Pachad, meaning Midas Adin. In order to sort of soften up the midas adin, shalot tehei midas adin metucha kenegad. It shouldn't be like very tight on them. Valkein amas zvachim, not oilus. Usually the ben noyach is makav oilus. The Gemara says kula lashem. In fact, they have a story, a famous story of Chaim Volozhin, that there was a certain gevir they couldn't get a penny out of the mishulach that went for Volozhin. Couldn't get a penny out of the guy. Couldn't get a penny. Chaim Volozhin once came to that place. The guy ran over and gave him money. So he says, when I see the Meshulach from Volozhin, I see he's driving a fancy car. There are no cars. Everybody's driving a nice coach. He's dressed very nice. He's wearing, you know, nice clothing. So I see where my money goes. Right? I see where it goes. I don't want to give. I know the Rashiv is going to give it to Yeshiva. He's not going to buy his own, you know, have a coach and have this and have that. So he says, this is a Ben Noach's way of thinking. You know the story, but Ben Noach, he says, they can only bring a oila. Why? Oila is kula l'Hashem. Yidin can bring shlomim. Shlomim, the koyin gets, the bialim get, other people get. That is nishkefel, famous story. So he says, the Ramban says, that's why he was makov shlomim over there. L'Hashem elav kol amidas, like the Darshans. The Gemara Darsh, the Chazal Darsh, Shlomim Shematilin Sholem Ba'olim. So he says like this: the Midas Agvura, which came to be, you know, the Midas Adin, which was craved to him, it was more close to him because he was Bnei Shel Yitzchak, so he was closer to Gvura. But he was Mitzarf that Karban Shlomim for the Indian of Chesed, which is Avram. So that's why he says the Medrash Rabbah Chayv Adam B'Chvoid Aviv, which is Yitzchak. Midas Agvura, Yaisim Achvayt Skeino, because he was close. It doesn't mean an Indian of COVID. According to the Ramban, it has nothing to do with COVID. It means to say because Gabonis. So it could be that Rashi meant, that's why the Taz mentions Rashi, just wants to bring out that the Medrash you could learn like the Ramban. But Rashi's Pashat says, Chayv Adam, you can't understand that that's what Rashi's saying. If Rashi would have spoken it out, it's Masha Pashas Rashi. There's an Indian of COVID. Okay, but let's go back to the Kasha itself. So I saw the Yad of Ram Taka brings it. It's Rav Kiva Eiger. Listen to this, Rav Kiva Eiger. In Tshuva Simen Samaches, Kiva Eiger is a shaila like this. The mother left at Tzava, right? Left at Tzava, you know, last will and testament. And something in there is connected what the father said. What should he do? Right? Connected. So he says that poshet she'ein isla ben lasas kirtz. So the din is like this. The Gemara says, if his mother tells him to get a drink and his father tells him to get a drink, so he has to go from his father, because mechabed is his mother. It doesn't mean you're not mechuyif to mechabed your wife, right? But it means is that the covet, her covet, right, is more than his covet to his wife. So memela. The who sha'ata v'imecha chayav m'mukvaydai, right? Like the Gemara says, that the Torah says if your father tells you to be Machal Shabbos, you don't listen to your father because Atav Vavicha Chayavim B'Kvoit Shemaim. So over here also. He says, but over here it's different. Why? Because he says, even if it wasn't a question of money, over there was a question of money, we're not going to go. Yesh Loimah, because the Gemara says like this over there. In, let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch a second. Where did I put it? Yeah, right there. In Reish Mem, it's a Gemara, but just in Shulchan Aruch, it brings it to Kitzer. Sim in Reish Mem, Sif Yadalit. Reish Mem Yadal. Aviv Omer Lo Hashkeni Mayim, V'imoy Omeris Hashkeni Mayim, right? They both said, get me a cup of coffee. What if she's Mugureshes mother? They're a divorced couple, right? Mugureshes mother, Shneim Shovim, right? They're both equal. Zayza Meshem Yir. So, but the pshat is this because she's not Mechuyev in his covenant anymore because she's not his she's not his wife. So, the male, there's no such din. Zokta Vekivega, listen to this. Yesh lama the dummy la ovaim meshkeni maim, the ima grusha mersheshkeni maim, the shneim shovim, laser shiats a yakta, right? That's the Gemara, that's the Zalach and Shulamach. Kivin, the lo shayach loimar, atav imcha chayovim bekvaida. Zoktav kivega, hochinami, be mesa imoi. Ki amoves yafrid beneim. That's it. She's not married to his father anymore. So even though now the tzava was from her lifetime, right now, to keep Ratzava is Machabda b'Moisay, b'Chayeha, Machabda b'Moisay. That's the din, right? There's a certain halachas y'mechuya. So he says, Uma hefresh bein pirud legerishin lepirud misa. Yeah, ma'chilik. So he brings, I should have really looked it up because somebody gave me this sefer. Okay, but he says, Ke'ein zeba sefer livius chayin. It's a sefer on Chumash. He was from the very early. I don't know who he was exactly. Parshas vayigash, bapasik vayizbach zvachim lalakei aviv. So he's bothered with this stira and Rashi. Rashi and like the Marik brings that the din is that you have to be you don't have to be mechabed father, but in Rashi it says you do have to be yoisem mechabed aviv. He says the bechaye aviv. Mechuyev bekibud avi aviv, yoisa mekibud aviv. He says that what it means is avada you gotta have to be mechavud kibud avi aviv yoisa mekibud aviv. The at of avicha chayov. Right, your grandfather tells you something, and your father tells you to do something. So he's learning. It means is they both need a cup of coffee. Right, the kibud means. It doesn't mean to run over and like, do nice things. That's a machabit your father too. But it means is machleyu, machiloy, mashkeyu, right, and so forth. So his father says you need supper. Right? The Gemara says in Kiddushin, yesh, I forgot the Gemara's lashon. You learned Kiddushin? The yesh somebody serves his father, all kinds of what? Pisyainim, I forgot. What? Pisyaini, like fancy food, you know, good, I don't know, whatever was fancy those days, some kind of a duck, some kind of chicken. I never understood what, but no offense to a duck, why the oilam goes crazy after duck, but whatever, right? And he's Yairish Gehenna, I don't forget where. V'yesh, then he makes him work on the Rechayim, you know, the pictures of, you know, used to have when I was kids of Shimshin doing the Rechaim, you know, these big grindstones. And Manit Kailam Habas. Tosis brings him, Yushalmi, I think it is, that it's a Maisa Shahoya. One is that he's bringing his father every day beautiful food. And father says, you know, where'd you get this from? Like, give me the Nachas. You must be making good money in COVID. How'd you do it? You know? So he says, I forgot the Zuckin, like just. Keep grinding with your teeth. You know, what's the difference with it? So the other one is talking about they send his father's old enough still to go to the army, and they send him, we need you for the army. So son says, you keep working over here, because if you do this, they let you out of the army, take my job, I grind. and I'll go to the army instead of you. I'll go to whatever, to the Avodah Samelach, whatever that means over there those days. Right? So he says, that's Mavi Olaylam Abba. He doesn't have to go and do these things. So he says that if your grandfather's telling you and your father's telling you, you have to listen to your grandfather. He says, but the Gemara in Makkos is talking about that his father's dead. So his father's dead. There's no chiv anymore to be machabed his grandfather. Chiv of being machabed your grandfather is because of the covet of your father. It comes from the grandfather. That's what the Levi Yeschein says. So he says, his father's chayv to be machabed. He says, that's not true. It's the chiv to be machabed is only bechayev and not lachamoisai. Lachamoisai, there's no din. It's mafred, amisa's mafred beinehem. He brings a beis yosef, not that way, but this is what the Levi Yeschein says. He says, davazan nista medivre beis yosef. He says like this, mitzah loyma kadish al imoy bechayev. Let's say it's, I don't know exactly the Mukairis for all these things with Kaddish, but there were some people who marked it that they shouldn't say Kaddish while they were still alive. Right? There's a lot of times I see fellows over here, their grand uncle was nifted, they say Kaddish. I said, till we get rishus from your parents, it's you're not it's smashing the poiskin, it's not a great thing to do, right? Or whatever it's Einar, I don't know. So his father's marked, but he shouldn't say Kaddish. Alpha P, the Imam Salt Savalimbish, and especially I'm saying those days, Kaddish meant only one person said Kaddish.
You are listening to BenStorah.com.
So nowadays it became because it'll bring the fights, as we know. So, but the original Takana was only one person said. So she said, say Kaddish, meaning find a minion, just wait around the shtiebel till you get the Umud and no one else is saying Kaddish, right? But if so, his father says, no, I don't want you. I want you to come sit and learn instead of waiting the whole day till you get the Umud and say Kaddish. Whatever, let's make it a little more practical. So he says, kibud av odif mekibud aims. Even though the mother said, she says, Babai, the mother is dead. She's not related. Why? So the Beis says, because your mother's mechuyftim mechabed your father. But they're dead. There's no relationship. You see, it's not so posh. Mevur the tzal chlasas of komakom asvara svicha li'iyun. The maishna misa megerish. And then he goes into a whole thing about this. But let's assume the Delivius Chen's Svara. Oh, so it could be like this. So the Gemara says, Avav Omer Ashkeni Mayim, Ima Omer Ashkeni Mayim, Ezeman if they're Megureshes, Amalei Hanach Kvoid Avicho, V'asa Kvoid Avicho, and the Natchat Aval. Over here, where Yitzchak was already dead, and Yitzchak was Chayshim Mitzvahs Kibud Av, because that's it. There's no mitzvahs. Yitzchak was not mechuyev to be mechaped his father anymore because Yitzchak was not alive anymore. So he says, "Lo yamutul kvoid Avram an ki imal yankiv levadoi." Right? It was only a mitzvah that the kivin the chayv adam bekvoid of yosem. And it's like this: when you're talking about they're both alive, so you got to be mechaped your grandfather more. If your grandfather, I think that's the Minigan clause, so usually, right? Hopefully. So I was once by a chasana, and everybody in the family was getting kibud. The grandfather was sitting next to me. He was so up, he didn't get any kibud. He was so upset. I felt he was right. So I came, I didn't know, chasana, shver. So I said, just, I want you to know you're a shver. He says, my shver is a machal Shabbos Shein Kamo you. He says, the guy is such a mummer. He says, I'm not giving him any bracha. I say, well, yeah, I'm a guy. He says, I can't give him a bracha. He says, the guy doesn't care about anything. But he was mamish, like really so upset, the grandfather. I couldn't figure out, like, why his son-in-law is not giving you a bracha. All right, but anyway, keeping the chayv adam kvoid ovav, yosem kvoid skeinu, if tolo can be, it's over here, now there's an inyan of being mechabed him. So now the inyan of being mechabed him, so if either the chiv is to your father, or it's a chiv that you have for your grandfather stems from the fact that you have that your father. Oh, so like this. As he says, what comes out is from this Livius Chayn, that in the lifetime of his father, then he's mechuyev to be mechabed kvoid avi aviv because of kvoid aviv. Kiven duhuva aviv chayvim kvoid. But once his father dies, so avada, when you have things that you're not supposed to do certain things after achamev esem shana, So you put right. You're supposed to be mechabed him, right? You don't. If you had a place, I think I don't remember. Gemara says if you mashalm, you don't sit in his makom. You know, that's why many people don't sit in their rabbanim. I think Rav Mendelsohn from Komemias would never sit in his father's chair, but he would always sit somewhere else. I think Grad over there allowed it, but for the Rav. He says that it says Yosem is dafkam achamisus of it, because he calls man that his father's alive, he's mechuyev more of his grandfather, and he brings over here achrenim that say that now. But what's the but Lamai says what does the marik mean? So this is the shayla: why are you mechuyev to mechabed your grandfather? In other words, he's saying you mechuyev there's a chiyev to be mechabed your grandfather. Where does it stem from? So the question is like this. So that's what Kivega brings over here. Just over here, he says Malakit Deshitis. But when Kivega there talks about, there's a klal in the Gemara called Bnei Banim Harehen Kebanim. So Kivega in a few places go into, is that a klal in Pruvu? In other words, what is the din of Bnei Banim Harehen Kebanim? This is the Yisoda Dover. Is the din of Bnei Banim Harehen Kebanim, is that a lacha in Ben? This is called instead of a Ben. Where do you find it? You find it lagabe pruvu, lagabe the mitzvah priya v'rviya. So the din is Rahman's son. If somebody's shem yirachem, somebody's children are nifta. So he was makayim. Menachas Chinuch explains the mitzvah pruvu is every minute. In other words, every minute that you have children, you have a kima mitzvah, right? So in fact, The Yosef Engel has a meridika chiddush. Even though the Gemara says that after age 5, 6, you're not mechuyev to support your children, you don't have to give them, let them go out themselves and get to, don't try it. But that's, he says, but still you should feed them in order to stay alive, and you should be mekayem the mitzvah of pruvu. It's interesting chav. It's giving food so they should stay alive. They're not going to, you know, say. But I could pardon him. But I remember there used to be an old lady here in the, Mrs. Gingold was your time, but that's even before your time. My shvei used to visit. She was an East New York lady. She was 100 and something. She outlived all her children. No, she outlived, it means she, okay, she was a woman. But there's no mitzvah puvu. I didn't have the mitzvah puvu for 80 years. You had the mitzvah puvu. Now you're not a kind of mitzvah, okay? So what's the din? Some person has to have other children. Or if he could still have children, he has to have other children in order to be on puvu. So Gemara says, but if the ben and the bas left children, then you're a kind of puvu. So b'nei banim arein kabanim. So the shaila is azoy. Is this din in Pruvu or is it din in everywhere? For instance, the Gemara says, Voidato levanecho, right? You would think that the chiyuv is only to teach your children Torah. Look, the Gemara, Voidato levanecho levnevanecho, yom asher amadata b'chorev, they mechuyuv to teach your grandchildren. Kol ha-malabed ben b'nai Torah, ki'ilu kibla mahar Sinai. The Makna says a beautiful thing there, the Gemara in Kedusha. He says, we think the pshat is the father's mechuyev to teach his children Torah, and then there's also mitzvah to teach your grandchildren. He says, no, the mitzvah of grandchildren is even bigger. Why? He says, because you're closer to Har Sinai than your children. So faket, you teaching is been connecting more your children to the Messiah, hopefully. You're teaching, you're giving them the Messiah that you got from your father, who's closer to Sinai, v'chula v'chula. But I upon him, so the question is like this, is that, you see from that Gemara, without that you would say, you don't say that you have to teach your grandchildren. By the way, it's all, yeshivas I heard have hopped onto this. It says the grandfather has to pay tuition too. The grandfather, if it's Ben Benoit at least. So I heard recently yeshivas started calling up, when parents say they don't have money, they call up the grandparents, as you're mechuyev to, because that's the din taka.
They've been doing it in Lakewood 10 years.
What?
In Lakewood, they had 11 years.
Okay, recently, I don't mean 90 years. Right? The what? Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, the parents say we can't afford it, we're koilul. It's okay, your grandparents are who's supporting you, so they have mechuyev to do that. Rabbi Moshe holds, I don't remember exactly Chuva, but I don't use it, you know. He says you can't give money for schools for Maisa, you're mechuyev to teach your children. It's a chiyev. But he says, for girls, you could, because I'm a chuyev teacher. He says, but however, I remember, he says, nowadays that there's a law that you have to go to school, so then going to a Beis Yankov, going to a girls' school is a chiyev. Otherwise, they end up in public school, so that you can't use Maisa money. But he said, but let's say, for instance, the girl goes to seminary, then I think he says you could use, I mean, you'll probably be broke the rest of your life, right? But that you could use nicer money, right? Like upon him, oh, so this is the question. The Bach goes into it. Is the pshat that you see from there, you don't say b'nei banim areka banim? Or the pshat is that once you see that you have to go ahead and teach your grandchildren, because it is possible, this gufa tells you b'nei banim arein kabanim. Rav Kivega in Tshuva, I think it's Mem Aleph by Bris, he talks about it. Rav Kivega goes about the chiyuv of oh, it's in here too. Let me read it to you. Rav Kivega has a whole shaila. I'm not doing it justice. We'll learn it one day inside. Turkish should follow us better. If anybody could get hold of her, I tried to call him a few times, Yankov Shmakula. If he's still willing to do it. If not, you know, I can get somebody else to do it.
Well, I'll reach out to him.
Yeah, so if you don't, because I've been calling him and he hasn't answered. So I didn't call him that many times. I'm not blaming it, but just, yeah. So he says over here, the question is, when the father, Rahman Slan, is not by the bris, who should make the bracha lachnisa b'brisa shel Avram Avinu? So the lacha is, according to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha at all, but we do make. We make lachnisa b'brisa. Rambam holds only your father makes it. So the meaning is, who does it? The sandik. The meaning is the sandik does it. So if Kivega learns, what's pshat? The sandik, what's up? Where does the sandik get it? He says, because it's a chiv on bezdin. It's a chiv on bezdin. Right? The Gemara says, hey, chad alamale avua mechayve beidina. Now, the Gemara pashu pshat means claudius, so on bezdin takes care of it. I don't know if Kivega is understanding it literally bezdin, or because bezdin is the one who takes care of it. So he says the sandik, I mean, the rav doesn't come to every bris, right? So he says the sandik is making sure the kid is gemal. But he says, ain't a chanami, if the av bezin is for some reason in by the bris, he can make the bracha too. So he talks about where Chmanah's son, the father's not there, and the grandfather's not there. So if Kivega is, it's not to say that the grandfather should make the bracha. Why? It's interesting with Kivega. It's Kedai, you know, when you have a bris, Mitzvah, you have a bris, or you have an Einiklich bris, or Einiklich bris, Mitzvah. So they say this with Kivega. He says like this, Ki alavush kosav, diyesh matmiyem, lama yivarcha av lach nisa. Hamayel shlucha, what did you do exactly? Veshulcha shaladam kamaisa. Vekivin shamayel mevarcha milah, matzarech lo av levarch lach nisa. What's lach nisa? What are you doing over here? Harem milah, he brings the shalavram of Yesh Mepharshim. He brings a levush, and he bases this lalach, and it's the pala de gazach. De birkas lach nisa, eino klal ala milah. That's why in the time of the Rishayim, the bracha was made after the Rishayim were bothered. Lach nisa's mashma, lahaba. So they said to do it between the Mila and the Priya. It doesn't happen nowadays. The moils are quick and the knives are so sharp, right? Our knives are much better than their knives. But he does it so quickly, it's not shach for the father. You know, till the moil goes, no, he's already finished, right? So it says, Ha'av mishabeyach umavarach l'ashem shemayim v'hola mutal oilav oid mitzis acheris ha'nigroris heim acha Mila. The mitzvahs that come about with meal, and later on he brings an oil as Ephraim. Listen to this oil as Ephraim. Listen to this. Here, Shia, you're the youngest one here. Also, Gavril. But anyway, so the Gemara says, Shemala Torah, lo neskaimo shemayim v'aris. We all know, Imloi brisi yayma v'layla, chukas for shemayim v'aris lo samti. Right? So what's the pshat? Im loy brisi yom v'layla, the bris of yom v'layla, which means v'gisa ba yom v'layla, chukas shemayim v'aris, we know, that's the Gemara, that the whole world stands on Torah, right? That's why Reb Chaim V'lashem was always makpid that there should always be people learning, right, 24 hours a day in Volozh. There always on a midwat. It's not going on just then. It means every second the world exists, right? The Chofetz Chaim says that's why there's different time zones. If we had one time zone, so everybody go to sleep, and there'd be no Torah. This way we go to sleep, and Eretz Yisrael they're learning. Eretz Yisrael goes to sleep in America, they're learning. In Europe, they're learning. In Australia. You have a Bachia from Australia, right? So you find every hour of the day. So Chaim was always very makbid on that, right? So he says, okay, we understand. Imloy brisi yom v'layla, the bris of v'gis aboy yom v'layla, to learn Torah. But then the Mishnah says, Godel g'dayla mila shel mala ha'a, he at first says the first lo bara kadosh baruch hu lama shenem am loy brisi yom v'layla chukas shemayim v'aretz asam defect the taisi yomtiv. Whittiest bris is only in the yom. We paskin bris is only in the yom. That's only in the daytime. Even mila shel abismanu we paskin is right in the 8th day is always. So why is it called im loy brisi yom v'layla? So taisi yomtiv says no. You read it im loy brisi yom v'layla chukas shemayim v'aretz asam. He says that's shvat. It's not the posh. Stop, parenthesis. Because that's how they're connected to each other. It's Meridika of Kivega. The Oil Safraim is the Jerusalem of the Klei Yoker. He says, Shemila Chitzoinis, the physical Mila, yeah. He sibo lemila pnimius ma'arla salev. When you remove the mila chitzayna, the physical, it opens up the lave. This is not his own chiddush. This statement toisvis. The Gemara says Avram was added a letter hey to his name. Why? Because before he was able to rule over 243 avarim, but once he had the mila, he was able to rule over the varm that's hard to rule over, the eyes, right? We're always looking. The ears, we're always listening to, you know, want to hear Lashon Hara, want to hear this, what's going on, right? And the ava of procreation, the person doesn't have necessarily control on it. We see, you know, and the Rambam says that's why you do Mila, to control that taifa. Frektaisis, what about the lave? Arlis a lave. The Mila should take care of the lave, right? That our lave is a different lave. So he says, ain't a chanami. By Avram, though, there was no need. Umatzasa as levavoy nema lefanecha. It's a taisvis. Sounds like a chesed shavat. Umatzas taisvis and nadam right there on that gemara. Umatzas amarid the gemara. So he says, kshiyimal arlas levavo as yechidre libay. The recesses, the heart, literally the rooms of his heart. Psuchim lahavin lahaskil. Yeah, that to my, you can say so many drushas on this with Kivega. Im kain, Yisus of Halacha, Mila Mavoy, it's the conduit, right? We don't have to explain to this age group what, you know what a conduit is, right? Okay. It's something over there, it's the South Conduit, right? Mavoy Lamilas Alev, Lahavin Ulahaskil Beteru Mitzvahs. I was once by the only time I had to bring somebody, oh, Maisa, on Pesach to the Racham Strifka Rebbe's Zangazund. He's not a youngster now. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Zalman. And there Einikluch from the Toldos Yankiv Yosef. So on his desk, it was Pesach, it was Chol HaMoed Pesach, he had this huge Toldos, Toldos Yankiv Yosef was the first Chassidus Yosef. It was burnt in many cities. It was burnt. It was huge, this big. And on top of it, he had a Gemara Pesachim with a Rabbeinu Peretz on Pesach. Rabbeinu Peretz had just come out. It was a new Rishon. So I said, Rebbe, I saw Chassidus Shavart in the Sefer. So he said, what are they? The ganze Sefer. The whole Sefer is Chassidus. He says, not told us Yankov Yosef. The Rabbeinu Peretz. In Psachim, where the Gemara talks about Lachnisa, the Mila, we should say, why do we make Lachnisa afterwards? He says, Mamish Tzvart. He says, because when you do the Bris Mila, it's not just about doing the Bris Mila. It brings the child to all the other mitzvahs, Rebbeinu Peretz. Later on, I found it's called Ba also. V'horaya, bris is begematria, tof, resh, yud, beis. Through the mila, it brings it to the other 612 mitzvahs. I said to the Rebbe, I said to Vais Teis, the Talmid Baal Shem Tov wrote, put something into the Rebbeinu Peretz. Rav Kivega, it's a public azach. Im ken yesh loimar, that's what he says. Im loy brisi, haynu mila, dal yedei zeh bolashot lahagas, he learns, im loy brisi, yoimim v'layla, then you wouldn't have the mitzvah of Torah, and chukas shemavar, it goes to everything. You wouldn't be able to learn Torah if you don't mal a child. And Bemis Tysus brings in avodah zarah. Then when Antoninus, you know, was very close to Rebbe, he said, teach me Torah. So Tysus brings a medrash, Yerushalmi. He says, calls man, you don't have Mila, I can't teach you Torah. You're not going to be able to understand it. You're not going to be able to understand Torah. Calls man, you don't have a Mila, you're not going to understand Torah. So, and he goes, umumtik b'zeyais, and now we understand the levush, the hachnisa hainu, what happens from this, olam the Torah, because that's the ikar. Therefore, he said, grandfather, I'm mechuyev to teach this child Torah, you have to also, you're mechuyev in lachnisa b'risha v'emet. Then he says, gam, kiven de makama makoimis, arminin, b'nei bonim arein kabonim, yesh lo shaychas b'zeh, Kemosha Kosa Ber Sheva, he was a Talmud of the Maral, the Seifetz also Parshas Boy, whether a grandfather's Mukhif to do pigeon and ben and so forth. So this that's what Kivega brings over here. So the Shaila is, do you say Bnei Banam Ay Kabanim, whoever it is that didn't ben? Because we see from Torah, Vadat Levnecha Ulevne Venecha. I wouldn't need a Pasuk, maybe that's what teaches you, or maybe not, maybe it's an exception. I provu, because that's a din in zera. You have to have children. Or the Gemara, he quotes over here, Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara says, Uzera ein la, ein li ela zaroi, zera zaroi menayin, because, b'nei banim arei kabanim, he says, because that's the pshat in zera. That's your progeny, that's your children. That's the, but when the Torah says specifically ben, so since it says kabe, that the ben's mechuyev to be mechabed his parents, that's the question. Okay, anyway. So you got to call up your grandfather. That's the ikar. I know we used to do it. I mean, I didn't have grandparents really to call. But last week, my grandson, it was the first time we had the people in the house for Shabbos. Our grandchildren, they had a different table. So my grandson gives me his worksheet. And did you go to Tati? Did you say Dvatar? Did you call your grandparents?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.